Good day, my beautiful African family. Welcome to my podcast. It is I and I, your host, Dumisho, aka Soweto, and I'm broadcasting live from South Africa. Today, we are going to talk about the history of the cross. But I'd like to give gratitude and thank the late Credo Mutua for this wonderful knowledge, for this educational knowledge, this food for thought. But without wasting any time, let's get on to it. A mystery that has fascinated Africans for thousands of years. Seen in the cross section, this rather dull-looking crystal shows a cross-like pattern in it. It shows a pattern of the kind that our people of the olden days used to call the perfect cross, or the cross of the sun. Before I tell you more, I wish you to know that the thing known as the cross was not brought to Africa by missionaries. Knowledge of the cross in its many forms was here in South Africa from the remotest of remote times. It was already known to the mystics of Africa long, long before the Christian religion was established in Europe. And furthermore, the various types of the cross were used by African healers and mystics for either good purposes or evil ones. Africans believed that the cross, either made of wood, ivory, or metal, was a powerful object, possessed a great magic, capable of unleashing powers of healing, or renewing all powers of destruction and killing. There were three types of cross that Africans used for healing. There was the T-shaped cross, known in the Western mysticism known as the Tau cross, T-A-U. Then there was the proper cross, of the kind we are told Jesus was crucified upon, a cross with a long stem and short arms. Then there was the unset cross, known to white people as the Ankh, which many Western thinkers wrongly assume to have been only known to the ancient Egyptian. This Ankh was actually known by our people as the knot of eternity, or the knot of eternal life, and it was used even by Khoisans for purpose of healing. The greatest users of the Ankh were the almost extinct Khoikhoi, or the Hottentot people. The Khoikhoi said that the unset cross represented their great sun god, Haitsi-Ebib. The Zulus, Xhosas, and the Swazis, and the other Ngoni-speaking people of South Africa also believed in the sun god, who died each evening and to be reborn again each morning, who died each winter and was reborn again each spring. They believed that this beautiful son of God, the Father, and God, the Mother, whom they knew by various names, had lost his left leg in a savage fight against a terrible dragon. Some say a gigantic crocodile which walked on its hind legs. Its rear legs much, much longer than its forelegs. The symbol of this handsome god of the sun, this hero god and bring of peace, was also the unset cross, which the Zulus called Mlenze Munye. The Swazis knew him as Mlende Munye. The name Mlenze Munye, or Mlende Munye, means the odd-legged one, the one with one leg, and incidentally when Africans saw the cross which missionaries often hang around their necks, they immediately recognized it as the symbol of eternal God, with one leg, who dies and is born again forever and ever. And they respected missionaries as messengers from this God, which is why in some part of Africa, missionaries were called a name which is also one of the many names of African sun god, namely Muruti, which means the great teacher, a name by which Tswana speaking, Uwambo speaking, and Sotho speaking people still call missionaries to this day. Our people believed also in what they call the perfect cross, the almost powerful cross of all. This was a cross that had all its four wings of exactly equal length, the cross of the kind that what people call the Celtic cross, a cross which is often imprisoned within a circle with all its wings of exactly equal length. Our people used this cross, drawing it in its many forms, healing some of the most horrible diseases to which the body is prone. Before a person was treated for a cancer, the herbs, the powdered herbs which were to be used in this treatment, were first laid out on a piece of a clean springbok skin on the likeness of the perfect cross. Then, spoon after spoon, they were taken and poured into a clay pot which had been blessed several times. There were forms of the cross which, unlike this which I have briefly described, which were used for healing, were used for extremely destructive purposes, and one of these is what the white people call the Saint Andrew's cross, the X-shaped cross which even today we find teachers in mission schools using to mark a wrong answer written by a pupil in his or her exercise book. Africans believed that the X-shaped cross possessed great powers of evil, and they used it to put curses upon people. It may be of interest to you to learn that when a Xhosa person from the Eastern Cape says that you are crazy, you are mad, he says "Uphambene," and the literal meaning of this word is you have a cross put upon you, a cross which has made you cross-witted, mad. In ancient times and even modern times, when African artist, woodcarver or decorator of any kind draws a cross, he or she must take great care to only draw one of these crosses that heal and not to dare to draw, carve or render in beads one of the evil crosses, because Africans say that the first person that gets affected by a negative engraving or a negative drawing is the artist himself, and the first person to be affected by a positive drawing or a positive engraving is the artist himself or herself. So as South Africans, if South Africans are listening, you must know your history, your ancient knowledge. Stop believing in television, because television tells you a lie vision, and you're likely to change your channels because that television channels your energy. Let's read books that have true knowledge. Let go of books which are fantasy, science fiction. Let's gather knowledge, for when we grow old, we can be wise old people. Nobody wants to be an stupid, an idiot old man or woman. Well, this is it from me to you. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you will share. If you are new to this podcast, please follow for more updates. And I love you all, and peace out.